We've committed money to this to help support essentially the future of our business, the future of agriculture. We've got college students here. They're involved in sciences, in agriculture and the sciences. And they've been awarded a portion of this scholarship. And so as a result of being a scholarship winner for this, they get to turn Novus. And also they're looking at, or they're going to be touring Monsanto and Pfizer as well while they're in today and tomorrow. So I think it's a really good opportunity for them to see maybe what their future might bring for them as they come out of college and into a career in agriculture.
What do you see them learning from this? What kind of things will they take away from a tour like this?
Right, right. Well, you know, when I was an undergraduate and came near the end of my career, and I was about to, my undergraduate career, and was about to graduate, had that sudden thought of, oh my gosh, what do I do now? Well, I ended up going to graduate school, but the same thing happened at the end of graduate school. Oh my gosh, what do I do now? I really had no idea what it was going to be like or what it was like working for industry or what my opportunities or options were. You tend to have a very limited view because you don't really know what you don't know. And so hopefully what they'll take away from this is that there are a lot of opportunities and a lot of opportunities they've maybe never even considered within the field of agriculture. And additionally, the opportunities are so much different than what they were in the past. My father was involved in agriculture, and even with that, his idea of the scope of opportunities was limited. So I hope they get a bigger, broader, deeper view of what careers might be ahead of them.
Yeah, and it's not just farming anymore. It is agribusiness that they're being exposed to.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, I've got a bachelor's in biochemistry and a PhD in nutrition, but I've been involved in a sales and marketing career since then, since I graduated from college. And, you know, in one way I was trained very much for a technical role, but have been in very different roles from that very technical role since then. And I haven't regretted a minute of it, but would have never in a way guessed that this kind of career was ahead of me when I was a PhD student in college.
Who are these students? What kind of background are they coming from?
Okay, so these are all students that are interested in a career in science or agriculture. So they're coming from, and they're all college students, they're coming from a background majoring either in science or agriculture-related fields.
What do you think will be the most surprising thing for them as they tour around, and what do you think will be what they will expect?
Wow, the most surprising. That's a good question. If it were me, I would say one of the most surprising things that I might consider about it is the diversity. They're going to come to Novus, and they're going to see a company that's not only involved in, let's say, poultry production, but swine production and dairy production and beef production, but also we're involved in nutrition for zoos around the world. We're involved in some human nutrition aspects, agronomy, and a huge variety of different areas, different scientific focuses, and so on. So it really is a tremendously broad field that we've got, and you know, I think that's probably going to be very surprising to think that Novus is an agribusiness company, but the areas that we touch, the parts of the world that we touch, and the different focuses that we touch is going to be surprising to them.
I would imagine, obviously, this is a good recruiting tool for you to get the kind of candidates that you want working for Novus in the future.
That is a good point, but I'll go beyond that. While it's important, it's a recruiting tool for Novus, I honestly hope that it's a recruiting tool for agriculture. You know, agriculture today, sometimes we get a bad rap. Sometimes we get blamed for things we shouldn't be blamed for. But not only that, we do a very important job. We're helping feed the world. And there are fewer students or fewer people involved in agriculture every year. There are fewer Americans understand where their food comes from every year. We need more people aware of, involved, and in the field of agriculture. And at these different levels, at these new levels, at these new opportunities that we have. So that's what I hope. It's more important. It's a recruiting tool for agriculture in general.
Scott Carter with Novus International, we appreciate your time. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.